producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, again, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what I'm going to do today is I'm going to take us a different direction. I just want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com just to kind of highlight some of the articles in just a couple minutes here. But before that, I also want to let you know that we're going to talk about the provisions of the code, the movie picture production code. We were talking about this last Saturday, how the church in America has failed to hold up the standard concerning the moral law of God, Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5. And in saying that, I just want to show you the fruit of a nation that used to obey God, Jeremiah 6:16, again 6:16. And in saying that, I'm just going to kind of go line upon line, precept upon precept, showing you the provisions of the code, just to show you how far we have fallen from the standard. But keep in mind, it was the professed church in America that used to vet all content in a movie before it was released on the massive population of the United States of America. It's great stuff. It's interesting stuff. And again, it is self-explanatory. We'll get to that in just a couple moments as well. I wanted to let you know, too, if you want to jump online at any time, you can. It's 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And I also want to let you know that, yes, indeed, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com before we get to a topic here. Terror Tide Care, C-A-I-R. Once again, friends, here you have it. C-A-I-R targets gun range and litigation jihad sting. Just think about this, folks. You have the enemies of America. You know they're enemies of America. They're actually bringing litigation against the laws of our constitutional republic, and the American people are allowing this. Again, Terror Tide Care, C-A-I-R, targets gun range and litigation jihad sting. C-A-I-R, Care versus Oklahoma gun range. Folks, this is absolutely ridiculous. And keep in mind, again, friends, they are trying to disarm you at this point. And I don't think that I really need to share that information because, for the most part, people are very well aware of that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Virginia police justify conducting welfare check with two-hour SWAT-style raid. So much for the war on drugs, right, friends? Which was all contrived. Isn't it interesting? They create the war on drugs, and then they also create the bureaucracy to combat the war on drugs. And when you look behind the curtain, you'll find out they're the ones that are actually distributing and trafficking the drugs. That's what's going on in your country. And, of course, this is all coming from our contributor, John Whitehead, legal counsel, the main dude, let me say it that way, over at Rutherford Institute. He's one of our contributors. But, again, he's writing on, Virginia police justify conducting welfare check with two-hour SWAT-style raid, flash grenade, arrest, and detention. Folks, they're attempting to desensitize you. Again, I'm sure you're all aware of that, but folks, they're pushing the envelope. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. They mean to push too two steps forward, but at least they get their foot in the door when you push back. Don't let them get their foot in the door. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Sheriff blocks feds from harassing raw milk farmer. We actually had that issue take place here in the state of Minnesota. But again, sheriff knows his constitutional authority, which is more than that which the feds have. Sheriff blocks feds from harassing raw milk farmer. Stem the tide of federal overreach. And friends, that's exactly what it is. It's federal overreach, nothing less than just that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. D.C. Circuit Court reverses decision to seal records of criminal Fast and Furious operation. Friends, you know how I always bring up spontaneously Daryl Issa, and I'll bring up Trey Gowdy, who, by the way, now is actually endorsing the disingenuous little accuser of the brethren, criminal, pro-homosexual, pro-illegal immigrant Marco Rubio. This is all coming from Trey Gowdy, friends. And I want you to understand something. This isn't an attack because I have nothing better to do. No, this is the law exposing the crime. And in these particular cases, it's the law exposing that which America is complaining about, namely the establishment. Folks, can anybody out there name a case where Trey Gowdy has actually indicted somebody that has been caught committing the crimes, those that serve we the people, namely in this particular case, we're speaking of Fast and Furious, or even let's go over to Benghazi concerning Hillary Clinton. Where has Trey Gowdy ever brought forth indictments, friends? What about Daryl Issa? I haven't seen any indictments. So this is the beef that I'm having with these guys, friends. And now, as I'm saying, friends, the D.C. Circuit Court reverses decision to seal records of criminal Fast and Furious operation. Well, that's good news. But the fact of the matter is, going back to Trey Gowdy, who is actually supporting an establishment guy that people are sick and tired of, it's interesting that him and Daryl Issa, folks, I'm looking for the indictments. And yet the American people, namely the conservatives, are led to believe that, hey, listen, if anybody's going to get the job done, it's going to be Gowdy and Issa. Really? If you remember rightly, friends, sometime back, a couple of years ago, we had Trey Gowdy jump on the radio with us because Benghazi was going to the way. It was going, so was Fast and Furious. It was going to the wayside. And we brought it back into perspective and said, so we're kind of curious to know why you haven't brought forth indictments concerning Fast and Furious and or Benghazi. And, of course, he told us on the radio everything that the American people wanted to hear. And, yes, they did actually bring that case back. But what has been done? So, again, friends, I'm talking about Gowdy. I'm talking about Issa. Where are the indictments? And where to judge men by their fruit? Where's the fruit? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Lincoln, some people love him, some hate him. The end justifies the means, but what is the end? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. America calling evil good and good evil. Go to Isaiah 5:20, folks. It's exactly what they're attempting to do today, and it's the spirit of the world attempting to set the precedent concerning the spirit of the church and the spirit of God. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. According to Pope Francis, folks, who is nothing more than a political pawn, for those that do not understand who the Pope is and why he's been set up, he's a political pawn. He justifies in the South and he condemns in the North. He plays both sides of the fence, but it's interesting how he goes along with the politicians behind the scenes. Isn't that interesting? But according to the Pope Francis, he is not a Christian, lives behind fortress, wears $20,000 outfits, speaking of none other than Donald Trump. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Donald Trump responds, exposes phony social justice coming from the Pope. Folks, let's stick to the Word of God and let's expose corruption for what it is, regardless if they are set up as a political pawn or not. Let's establish righteousness here, friends. Enough is enough. Going to take a quick break. Be right back on the other side.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Control, do you like mortgages?
Negative. Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 33.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Was a different one, wasn't it? What do you think of that one, Sam? Folks, if you'd like to call in at any time over the next half hour, actually 45 minutes, 1-866-582-9933. I want to highlight a couple more articles on sonsoflibertymedia.com just to get you back over there, friends, and understand the severity of what's going on in your country. Of course, we are pulling down and taking off the lies that are perpetrated on the American people continuously through the state-controlled media on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, because we want you to understand the issues at hand. And a good portion of these articles, friends, are coming directly from the sources through contacts and the such. So we are basically going back to the facts. We're not going through hearsay. We're not watering down the truth. We're bringing forth reference to law, which, of course, is based on the Mosaic Institution, so you can understand the crime. But we're also giving you the answer as to how to enforce the law under judgment to establish righteousness. As, again, David said rightly, he said, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay, put my feet upon the rock, and establish my goings. That's the purpose of the website, friends. It does no good, friends, to have faith without works. No, we're here showing you our faith by our works, and that's exactly what needs to happen in this country so we can have liberty prevail once again in this country. And, friends, we have the freedom to do the right thing, so let's stand up together and do just that. Amen? If I was in a black church, you know what they'd be saying, friends? They'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. We are. Let's get back over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick. 5,000 ISIS jihadists at large in Europe. Friends, who planted those ISIS jihadists? Well, it's the governments actually advocating the Muslims coming forth during a time of terror, we're told, right? And keep in mind, friends, this is government-sponsored. You need to understand that, because they're using ISIS, which is it's a figment of your imagination. It's created to tear down the laws, to create chaos so they can bring in a new world order, and that's exactly what they're doing to the ignorance of the American people and worldwide for those that are falling for it. But interestingly enough, friends, over in Europe, there's 5,000 ISIS jihadists at large in Europe. And by the way, we're being told the same thing here. But again, who does this all work out for, friends? Who actually profits from ISIS? Why is it the governments that are asking you to take down your laws? Friends, we even seen just in America here just last week, a lesbian priest of all people. She said that we need to remove crosses because it's an offense to the Muslims. Oh my goodness, does she understand very little to nothing of what Scripture tells us? Friends, if you go to the Muslims, you will find out their great obstacle are those that understand the cross. Yes, because it's the power of God unto judgment. And if you remember rightly, when Jesus went to the cross, he said that the prince of the power of the air is now judged. Through what? The cross. And watch out, because right behind that, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Therein lies the power of God unto salvation. Redemptive power. But look what's happening over in Europe, friends. Now they're saying, oh, there's so many, there's 5,000 ISIS jihadists at large. Again, who tore down the walls? Who is advocating the Muslims to come into the country, friends? The governments are. They're doing that to create the chaos so they can bring in the order they want. And again, friends, you better pull the curtain back on what's going on there. And if you do that, you will find out exactly what I'm telling you is exactly right on the money, because there's nothing new under the sun. This is exactly what dictators do. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Michigan moves to make sodomy a felony. Possibility of life in prison. For those that did not know, all the way up until 1961 in this country, if you were caught in the act of sodomy in any state, it was considered a felony. And if you look at state statute, it still is. In 1962, all the way up to that point, they were teaching in health classes across the United States of America that if you were to encounter a homosexual, you were to turn them into authorities. You can actually go on YouTube and watch that video even now, friends, if you would like. Also wanted to let you know that all the way up until 1973, it was considered a mental illness. And if you want to find out if it is a mental illness, say something contrary to their lifestyle, like, for example, make reference to the scriptures, and you're going to see how mentally ill these people really are, and it will show you their true colors, because they are literally at war with God. But I have this to say to all those that are at war with God: to he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his back. That is the history of those that war against God. Amen? Hallelujah. Sons of Liberty Media.com, there's actually a video posted. Here's what real men do. Man comes to the aid of a young girl being molested by Muslims. Friends, if you haven't seen some of these videos, they're very disturbing. These little devils, they like to hang out in packs. And what they do is they actually take the women, they pull them into an isolated spot, and then they begin to rape or molest them. And friends, if you don't want that to take place in this country, I guarantee you, friends, it's time to stand up now, because prevention is better than cure. Don't wait for it to take place. Again, prevention is better than cure. So, in saying that, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, do check out that site. I need to get over to the topic here, which is provisions of the code. This last Saturday, when we were rocking the gauge again, interestingly enough, we were talking about movies, the influence of movies. We were talking about how The Passion of the Christ, before you went to see that movie, The Passion of the Christ, they had a sign, notice to moviegoers, basically trying to deter people, namely parents, from bringing their children to go see that the Son of God died for the sins of mankind. They didn't want them to see that, but they were promoting sex, a little sex and a whole lot more of sex, and murder and even cannibalism. And then what we did is we paralleled them in contrast to show you the hypocrisy of those in Washington, or I'm sorry, in Hollywood, to no end. And friends, when I got over to the topic of the movies, the first thing I thought is I need to get into great specificity and give the people the specifics so they can understand exactly what I'm talking about. Because sometimes you just give a broad overview to something, people will say, well, what exactly does that mean? Well, let me give you some specifics so you can understand. As I said on Saturday's show, before movies were played in the United States of America, they were first vetted by the church before they were released on the people. So there was a moral standard. And if you go back to that which precedes that, during the turn of the century, Hollywood, friends, that land now that Hollywood sits upon, it was actually an area where the government gave away free land to churches that were willing to build parishes. And interesting enough, churches Interestingly enough, that's all been done away with because the professed church in America is derelict of duty. Okay? So let's go to this because I think everybody knows who the legendary filmmaker Cecil B. DeMille is. As a matter of fact, he was the director of the epic movie, The Ten Commandments. He first came to California in the early 1900s. He settled in a small town that was said to be a Christian settlement that was giving away free land, as I just said, who was willing to build a place of worship. The town had a picturesque name. It was called Hollywood. It's also interesting to note the motion picture production code was the set industry censorship guidelines which governed the production of the vast majority of the United States motion pictures released by major studios from the 1930s all the way up until 1968. And again, the Motion Pictures Producers and Distributors Association, MPPDA, which later became the Motion Picture Association of America, MPAA, adopted the code in 1930, and they began effectively enforcing it in 1934 and abandoned it in 1968 in favor of the subsequent MPAA film rating system. Okay, so again, you can see where the professed church in America is derelict of duty. Folks, in so many different areas, we are in trouble because the church has failed to take responsibility. And I'm talking about those that profess their Christianity and they have the fruit opposite to what they profess and confess. Now, let's get over to the provisions of the code. I love this stuff because, again, it gets into great detail so you can understand, and it has plain meaning, friends. The production code enumerated three general principles as follows. Number one is this. No picture, movie, shall be produced that will lower the moral standards of those that see it. Hence, the sympathy of the audience should never be thrown to the side of crime, wrongdoing, evil, or sin. 1 John 3:4, the transgression of God's moral law. Therefore, that tells us that the moral God, the Ten Commandments, ceremonial has been done away with in Christ, the moral law still stands because, of course, it's never been abrogated. Jesus said, think not that I come to destroy the law and the prophets. I've not come to destroy. I've come to fulfill. Of course he did. And by faith we established the law, Romans 3:30. Okay? Number two is this. Correct standards of life, subject only to the requirements of drama and entertainment, shall be presented. Let me say that again. Correct standards of life, subject only to the requirements of drama and entertainment, shall be presented. And here's number three. Law, natural or human, shall not be ridiculed, nor shall sympathy be created for its violation. Friends, in contrast, what is Hollywood promoting today? I'm going to go back all the way up until 1968, and I'm going to show you exactly what was restricted concerning that which could be a part of a movie before it was released upon the people. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I have to lay this just to premise where I'm going next. We're talking about the provision codes and provisions of the codes. And I want to premise it on this. What happens? You know how King David said that he didn't wickedly depart from the living God. And there was a reason for that, because he's seen that when people departed from God, hell would ensue. And that's the purpose of the enemy of your soul. He wants to tear down the law. And that's why he's called Belial. And that means the lawless one, worker of iniquity. Okay. And it's interesting to note that when you're looking at movies today, they're actually literally, friends, teaching kids how to commit the crime that God told you not to commit. And he said, thou shalt not. Interestingly enough, again, going back to one of our forefathers, Noah Webster, he said this. He said, all the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. It's also interesting to note that evil men, because they understand not judgment, they blame God for the evils that they themselves are responsible for. I mean, blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness, right? But in saying that, again, friends, let's get over to the provision code. Number one is, no picture shall be produced that will lower the moral standards of those who see it. Hence, the sympathy of the audience should not be thrown to the side of crime, wrongdoing, evil, or sin. Now, keep in mind as well, friends, the very first scripture in the Satanic Bible is, do what thou wilt. Go ahead and do what you want to do. See, God loves us enough, friends, to tell us no. Number two is this. Correct standards of life subject only to the requirements of drama and entertainment shall be presented. Number three is law, natural or human, shall not be ridiculed. Law shall not be ridiculed, friends. I mean, in other words, what they're teaching people today, friends, is to actually hate the law. And the professed church is right there to teach people not to enforce the law by saying, thou shalt not judge, right? But going back, law, natural or human, shall not be ridiculed, nor shall sympathy be created for its violation. Now, America, again, in contrast, there is more sympathy in America for the criminals. The American people have taken this on where they show more sympathy for the criminal than they do the victims. And I want to tell you something. That is sick. That is sick to the core. I mean, mercy to the guilty is cruelty to the innocent. And that's exactly right. So let's get to these specific restrictions. Which were spelled out as particularly the applications of these principles. So what are they talking about? Let's get into more specifics here. Nakedness and suggestive dancing were prohibited. You couldn't have those in a movie, friends. Again, nakedness and suggestive dancing, it was all prohibited. The ridicule of Christianity was forbidden, and ministers of religion were not to be represented as comic characters or as villains. This is all production movie codes, friends. These are the provisions of the codes in specifics. The depiction of illegal drug use was completely forbidden, as was the use of liquor when not required by the plot for proper characterization. Now, also keep in mind, friends, that judgment had to commence before they could end the movie. In other words, they had to pronounce judgment on the criminal before the end of the movie. That was law in our country. So you need to keep that in mind as well. Also keep in mind that the depiction of illegal drugs, friends, do you realize that street drugs today in America that are common used to be illegal street drugs back in the 50s in America? And I'm talking about pharmaceutical prescription drugs. That which people are being prescribed today by the pharmaceutical companies used to be illegal drugs back in the 50s. They're dangerous psychotropic drugs. I just wanted to share that with you. Going back to the prohibition, also keep in mind that if you wanted to go ahead and have a little drink, you used to have to cross the border before you could do that. And see what happens incrementally? You lower the law. And you lower the law, and look what you accept. You accept a little hell. And wasn't it the Lord that says, when you forget about me, I'll turn your nation into hell? Read Isaiah 60. Read Psalm 9. And here we are. So illegal drugs, they're illegal for a reason, right? Now we're being inundated, namely through Hollywood. They teach kids how to actually commit the crime by using illegal drugs. They glamorize drugs, as well as do they glamorize the use of liquor. You should ask some of these movie stars and some of these rock stars, if you want to call them that. I call them fallen stars. You should ask them how glamorous it is to be in hell now for violating God's moral law. And don't sit there and tell me about, oh, that's just wrong that God brought them to hell. No, wait a second. They made their choice. They made their choice. I call heaven and earth to record this day before you, that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. That's the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 30:19. When you go to Romans 6, it says this. It says, know ye not that to whom you yield yourself servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? Then he said, God be thanked that we've obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto us. So it's an issue of obedience to the right or to the wrong. It's your call. Because we all have the dispensation given unto us by our Creator to choose to do the right thing, regardless if you want to come to that or not. And on a positive, friends, going over to James chapter 1, it says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to them that love him. And then he said, let no man say that when he's tempted, that he's tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man, but every man is drawn away of his own lusts. And when lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin, violation of God's moral law. And when sin is finished, it bringeth forth what, friends? Romans 6 and James 1, death. No one wants to partake with death. Going on. We're talking about the movie provisions and the codes of that which was tolerated and what was not tolerated concerning that which could be released or a part of a movie before it was released. I'm sorry. Methods of crime, safe cracking was prohibited. Arson was prohibited. Smuggling was prohibited. And they were not to be explicitly presented in any sense of the word. References to alleged sex perversion, such as homosexuality, highly forbidden. And venereal disease were forbidden, as were depictions of childbirth. You couldn't have those in a movie. The language section banned various words and phrases that were considered to be offensive. You know what? It amazes me, friends, how many times, I just got to highlight this because this comes to my aid right now, but it amazes me how many people profess to be Christians, and yet you listen to their conversation, and you see that Christ is the furthest thing from their heart, because we know that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. You know, it tells us in James 1, verse 26, those who consider themselves to be Christians and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongue, they deceive themselves and their religion, their Christianity is worthless. And again, I just don't understand how many times I have sat there and talked with Christians in my life, at least they profess to be Christians, and then when you listen to their conversation, you see what comes out of their heart, and you got to ask yourself the question, where's Christ? Here's another one, Ephesians 4:29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen, according to righteousness. And that is exhortation and encouragement. Okay? Going on here again, the language section banned various words and phrases that were considered to be offensive. You couldn't say lousy, dang. You couldn't say jerk in a movie. Look at what, friends, they don't teach people today in a movie. You can't even go to Hollywood. You can't even go see a rated PG movie, friends, without them GD'ing it 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 times. It sickens me. And isn't it interesting? It's always my Father's name. It's always God's name in vain. And it shows you the curse of God and the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience, because they're always shooting out of their mouth that which curses themselves. When you talk that way, you're bringing that, you're sowing seed, and you're going to reap what you sow. And we also understand that the power of the tongue is life and death, friends. Like it or not. And I'm not talking about metaphysics here, friends. I'm just talking about using a little common sense. Murder scenes had to be filmed in a way that would discourage imitations in real life. It would have to discourage imitations in real life. And brutal killings could not be shown in detail. Revenge in modern times was not to be justified. Of course not. Vengeance belongeth unto me, saith the Lord. Read Hebrews 10:11-12. The sanctity of marriage and the home had to be upheld. Pictures shall not imply that low forms of sex relationship are the accepted or common thing, adultery, fornication, or illicit sex. Although recognized as sometimes necessary to the plot, could not be explicit or justified and were not supposed to be presented as an attractive option. Why? Why? Because they were always holding the standard up to magnify God in the portrayal of what they were bringing to the people, not the other way around. Provisions of the code concerning movie code was also portrayals of interracial marriage and procreation were forbidden at the time. Scenes of passion were not to be introduced when not essential to the plot. Excessive and lustful kissing was to be avoided, along with any other treatment that might stimulate the lower and baser elements. Talking of the carnal nature, friends. Provisions in movies before they could be released on the people, what you couldn't do. The flag of the United States was to be treated respectfully, and the people and history of other nations were to be presented fairly. We got about, we got a couple more I'll bring to you at the last segment, which is just on the other side of this break. But it's absolutely interesting, is it not, friends, how it lines up to God's moral law? The standard of what you could do and what you couldn't do. Now it seems like with Hollywood and the state-controlled media and television, anything goes. That's to our own demise, America. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're talking about the Motion Picture Production Code, which was the set industry censorship guidelines, which also governed the production of the vast majority of the United States motion pictures released by major studios from 1930 to 1968. Then we talked about the provisions of the code. And then we talked about what was acceptable to the people and what was unacceptable. And keep in mind again, friends, it was the professed church in America. At that time, it was the church in America that actually held up the standard. And they were the ones that were responsible for vetting movies before they were actually released on the population at large. The last one I shared with you during the last segment was the flag of the United States was to be treated respectfully, and the people and history of other nations was to be presented fairly. Another one was the treatment of vulgarity, defined as low, disgusting, unpleasant, though not necessarily evil. Subjects must be subject to the dictates of good taste. Capital punishment, third degree methods, cruelty to children or animals was completely prohibited. Prostitution was prohibited, and surgical operations were to be handled with similar sensitivity. Absolutely incredible how far America has fallen. Again, Jeremiah 6:16 comes to my aid. And what is that exactly? Go back to the old past. It really is that simple. But you know what the people said, friends? They said that they would not. I mean, it's as if the American people are gluttons for punishment, because if they said it back then, we can rest assured they're saying it again today, and we can see it. We can see the fruit of the nation by what they're accepting. But there was a Nineveh, and that's what keeps me hopeful, that there was people that were wise enough to take heed to Jonah the prophet when he said, repent. So it's up to us, America. If we want our country back, then let's do this the right way. If we don't, then let's just keep on the road that we're on right now, which is literally bringing us to hell. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient path. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. But you said we will not walk in it. America, again, it's up to us, but let's raise the standard. Let's rise to the level of expectation by the power of the Holy Ghost and ask for more grace to keep His commandments better. When you look at Isaiah 58 and you look at Isaiah 61, we can see it was always when God brought through repentance to a repentant people, it was always to rebuild the waste places. We have a responsibility. Let's do it. Amen.
Yeah, it's so interesting as you're going through those, the lists of what they could and could not do. Just about virtually every single one of those is now broken. I mean, well, not even broken, shattered.
It's as if they just looked at the provisions of the code in the motion picture production code and just said, let's do the opposite
exactly.
And let's see how it sells.
On everything.
Yes.
It's amazing. And it's amazing how far we have fallen, America, and it's amazing what we, not us, but in general, as Americans, have let people get away with,
yep.
Which is absolutely ridiculous.
And that's really what it comes down to.
Exactly.
That's exactly what it is.
That's right. So what we need to do is we need to make sure that we rise to the level of expectation, we rise to the standard, and we make sure to get the job done. And how we get that job done is by bringing forth this message to the masses. And we are doing that on a 24/7 basis here at the Sons of Liberty. In fact, I was just talking with someone today. She says, wow, sounds like you guys really have it all together. And I said,
yeah.
Well, we don't have it, you know, but in so many words, I said, well, we do work really, really hard because we want to make sure that our future posterity has the same options of freedom and liberty and all the things that we enjoy here in this generation that we are literally losing from our grasp. If we don't fight to maintain our liberties and our freedoms, we will lose them. So we have to make sure that we are standing in the gap. We are, you know, taking the baton that was passed to us by our founding forefathers, all those men and women who have fought, bled, and died for our country since, to make sure that we have this, you know, freedom preserved. So if you want to be a part of that, we would love for you to join us in this fight. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And what that means is you support us on a monthly basis, and that's really the basis and foundation that keeps us grounded and catapults us out there. You can imagine as a 501c3, you have people who give sporadic donations throughout the year, but people who consistently are faithful to pour into the foundation of this ministry helps us to be able to maintain and get out there to the people in greater degrees. In fact, coming up here, we're just in California. Bradley was just in Nashville, Tennessee. We'll tell you more about that in the upcoming months. We've got an album that we're working on that is in the final finishing stages. Yeah, we're excited because as many of you may or may not know, Bradley is also the international drummer for the band Junkyard Prophet. Which
oh, that
voted...
wasn't where I was going.
No. I'm going there. Yeah, for, you know, all this different stuff. And we're finishing up a band, and we're also, I should say an album.
All this different stuff.
Yeah, well, I'm going in many different directions here. But we're also on our way to go to, you know, the East Coast. We're also going to Alaska, which we're excited about because we have never actually been to Alaska before as a ministry. And speaking with the lady over there, she said, you know, we have lots of friends who listen to you guys up there, and it just shows you how the ministry is reaching people that we don't even know of or aren't even aware of until we connect with people. So it really is important to keep this work going, and usually make a couple minute fleece at the end of our program here, but we want to emphasize how important it is. And for those of you who do support us on a monthly basis, we want to say thank you to all you sons and daughters of liberty out there. When you support us, you're going to get a certificate that's beautifully laid laid out that has your name on it as a son and daughter of Liberty. Every different level of membership comes with a different package. So there's different things depending upon the different level of membership. But we want to just tell you, if you've maybe heard this plea before and have never yet gone, maybe I've heard her say this, I've never checked it out, I've never clicked on that button that says become a son or daughter of Liberty, you'd be, it's easy to see how simple it is once you jump on there.
Well, I think it's, you know, it's again, just going with being led here, friends, I think it's really sad that we have to spend any time on the radio asking for support at all. And this is exactly, again, going back to the church to prove the point, friends, that you know as well as I do, we're not those that beg on the radio. We're not going to go there. But the fact of the matter is, if we were getting the support that is needed, we wouldn't be asking right now. And why is the enemy prevailed? Because good men do nothing. We need the support. We're asking you out of all sincerity for the support to keep us out there on the front line. And we beg you to look at the fruit that this ministry has borne, because you'll see nothing but exactly what we have been talking about. We don't capitulate. We're not bowing. And we are going directly into the camps of the enemy to win the day, because we're not asking for permission from the enemy to obey God, and nor are we asking communists, atheists, homosexuals, Muslims, or anybody else for permission to obey the laws of our constitutional republic. And that we have set national precedents over and over and over again by doing just that. Friends, in a nutshell, we need the support. And I also want to say that silence in the face of evil is evil itself, because God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak, and not to act is to act, and we need to act today.
And you know what's interesting, too, about our ministry is the fact that we're not a ministry just aimed at one thing. You know, you see certain ministries out there, and their heart message is just, you know, going against abortion or going against this thing or that thing, which is great, and that's wonderful. And we need more ministries out there doing that, you know, and fighting the good fight of faith. But our ministry is literally aimed in every direction. We don't talk about one thing. We're on the radio. We're doing events. We're doing columns on 40-plus different outlets across America. You know, we're really getting out there in many ways, shapes, and forms. And just listening to 1 hour of this radio show will tell you how many different channels and directions we're going. We talk about everything from homosexuality to abortion to the price paid for our freedom to our founding forefathers to the lies in the media to corruption in government to tyranny. I mean, it's like a
blast. Light reproving darkness.
Yeah, it's like a blast of information, and we're not just sitting here talking about what needs to be done. We're doing what needs to be done. So please do check out our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com, and become a son or daughter of Liberty today. Don't delay. Go there. Check it out now. You know, procrastination is the biggest robber blessing, so please
That's
do
true.
Check it out. And I also want to point out the fact, perhaps you've never visited our store as well. We've got many wonderful products. We've got T-shirts, CDs, DVDs, our My War documentary series, hats, books. I mean,
what are some testimonies, though?
I think that's important.
Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Look at the testimonies, friends, because there is literally hundreds of them out there. And we, again, lay to your candor to do your own research, not only on the topics in which we talk about here, but also on the fruit of the ministry. It's better to come from those that have actually partook with the ministry than come from us.
That's what I always say when I talk with people and book events. I say, you know, check out the website. I say, you know, that way you can take their word for it and not our word for
Amen.
It, because we're not here about
like
the praises of men.
No.
We're not about that at all. But we do, and if you want to know the lives that have been changed and the hearts that have been broken through, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the testimonial button. You'll find hundreds
Go to event assemblies. There's students' responses. There's principals' responses. It also shows you where we've been. And then you can also go over to the Sons of Liberty Radio, which is on the same page, by the way, friends, and it will bring you to testimony and endorsement pages from national leadership, so on and so forth. And we're not looking for the letters of commendation from men, friends. God ordains men. Men do not. But it's kind of cool just to have friends that are in the circle with you doing the same thing. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.